it happens every, well, it depends upon your perspective. It happens every 2 years or 4 years or whatever, but the city election in Fargo is certainly heating up. There's no question about that. Doug Burgum is in studio with us right now. He's with the Kilbourne Group. Doug, good to have you back on News and Views.
Good morning, Joel. Great to be here.
There was an article that got my attention, and the article was in the Fargo Forum, and it was based off of your support of John Strand and a fundraiser that you had held for John Strand. And the article, kind of that cloak and dagger, I'm not trying to point fingers at anybody who writes because I think that's an incredibly hard job to do for the paper, but it pointed out your interests downtown, your financial interests, and how John supports downtown Fargo. And it made, the way I read the article, it made it read as though you're kind of investing in or buying city commissioners who believe in your vision of downtown. Is that true?
Well, I think we got to go back and understand the history that John Strand and I have, which starts when we met at NDSU back in the 1970s. And he and I have been friends ever since that time frame. He and I were in student government together as a student body president, student vice president. So John and I have run together, been elected together, served together. And I've just been a great friend of his and admirer of his ever since.
So your involvement holding a fundraiser for John Strand isn't about your fiscal interests. It's about a lifetime friendship.
It's absolutely about a lifetime friendship. But I also, through that friendship, I see John as super qualified to be on the city commission. And one of the reasons is because he's really one of the best listeners I know. And he's not just somebody who sits and listens. He's someone who asks really great questions. He's someone who was willing to listen to both sides of an issue and really get deep and try to understand what's driving the issue. And then he's thoughtful about the decisions that he makes. And I haven't agreed with every decision John's ever made in his life. Just like any other politician, I haven't agreed with every decision they've made. But I certainly agree with the process that he goes through because he's a thoughtful leader. He's an entrepreneur who struggled to build a business. And he's somebody who gives voice to people in this community who haven't had a voice through the work that he's done in building community. And he's done a fabulous job serving on the school board. So I just think he's a super qualified candidate in addition to being my friend.
The other thing that always stuck out to me about John, probably in line of a further endorsement, is that John never votes lockstep with anybody. And you still, on the school board, he did that. There was a lot of votes where he was the lone wolf out there saying, well, wait a second here. And he took the slings and arrows for that.
Yeah, John's got a tremendous amount of courage, and he's shown that through his whole life. He's willing to arrive at his own conclusions thoughtfully with data about which is the right decision. Then he'll stand up for it. He's not a guy who's swayed by pressure from pressure groups. And I think having that strong independent voice on the commission is going to be terrific.
Have you spoke to John about your vision for a downtown convention center, the tower that you're contemplating building? I realize these are concepts now. Nobody's pouring any footings, but does John share with you your vision of downtown Fargo?
Well, I think John, if you listen to John, the candidate forums, John is one of the candidates that thinks that we have to take care of what we have. And this is not a new position. When he was on the school board, he was one of the strongest supporters of reinvesting in the neighborhoods where we already had elementary schools. And I just think that's a smart policy. I mean, as a conservative, stopping this, development on the edge where we have to keep, creating more and more and more infrastructure to support is just a smart policy. And John stood out on the school board as somebody that said, hey, let's make sure we invest, back in what we have in the existing neighborhoods. And I think he'll bring that's a smart economic, smart tax policy. He'll bring that to the city commission. But he's had that for some time.
How big of a blow was it to your efforts to get a downtown convention center to have the Fargo Dome Authority say, no, we believe it should be here. We sit on the board. We make recommendations, obviously, to the city council. In the end, it'll fall back to them. But in the end, the board of the Fargo Dome didn't support your vision of what should happen downtown Fargo.
Well, I think that was predictable in the sense that the Fargo Dome hired a consultant to evaluate that site. They didn't hire a consultant to evaluate a downtown site. And so it's the Fargo Dome's job, the people that are appointed to that, to the Fargo Dome, are supposed to look out for the Fargo Dome. So I don't know that they would come up with any other, didn't expect them to come up with any other conclusion than that. But the thing that we need to remember is the Fargo Dome is a city facility, just like the Civic Center. It's a city facility. The Civic Center has its own commission, which runs, there's a board that runs the Civic Center. There's the board that runs the Dome, the Fargo Dome Authority. And both of those are paid for and run by sales tax that are generated here in the city. So if the Fargo Dome's got excess sales tax, which they do, you know, $38 million on their books, that came from all everybody who's ever paid sales tax in Fargo has helped fund that. And the in the end, it'll be the city commission that decides how that money should be spent. And you know, the thing that I think they ought to do is I think they ought to merge the Fargo Dome authority with the Civic Center Commission. Because right now the city of Fargo is in the city of Fargo is in the business of selling space, and they got two different groups that are competing with each other, selling and renting space. So if you wanted to have a bow hunters convention, you know, you call up the Civic Center and talk to one person, say how much does it cost to rent space here. You call the Fargo Dome and say how much is rent space here for my convention. Talk to two different people. As taxpayers, we're paying both of those guys to give you bids versus having one organization that would be one organization that would say, hey, we've got this thing booked at the Fargo Dome. We should move this thing downtown. So I think step one on trying to figure out what the city does in terms of convention space is merge the two entities that they have together and have one group with one board over this, over giving oversight to both of those, and then decide. Because in the end, I mean, regardless of any future vote, today the city of Fargo has space downtown called the Civic Center, and we have space as a city called, you know, the Fargo Dome conference rooms that are out there. So we're already in business at both locations today, and we need to rationalize that with one piece of governance.
If I were Doug Burgum, one of the things that I would have looked to over the past weekend was how well downtown Fargo handled the Fargo Marathon. I was looking as an outsider looking in, and I had my doubts. And I didn't get besieged with calls that I couldn't find parking. In fact, the vast majority of comments I had from people who ran the marathon, who took part as spectators, was that it was an incredibly positive experience, that they really liked it. Of course, they had a good day, too.
Yes.
You know, yep. They did have a good day. But the fact is, you still got to park somewhere. You still got to get to where you're going. And I didn't hear a lot of negative comments about that, Doug. And I'm wondering if you think that bodes well for what you're pitching here.
Well, I think it absolutely does, and kudos to everybody, all the volunteers and everybody involved with the Fargo Marathon. I had a chance to, with the inappropriate amount of training, ran the 10K, so I was limping a little bit on Monday, Tuesday this week. But we were, the whole event, it was fun to be in it, fun to be out there, fun to be with all of those people. But I think that the thing that people don't realize is there's thousands and thousands of people that come to downtown Fargo every day to work. You have an event on a Saturday morning, there's 72 acres of surface parking downtown. There's more parking spread across all of downtown than there is at the Fargo Dome. And, you know, so people, and they were organized in terms of the way they split up the 10K from the half to the full marathon. People got to where they were. People used the shuttle buses. And the energy down there, if anybody was down there after that race was over with the whole plaza, that whole block filled with people, it was amazing.
That was a frequently heard comment on Monday. Was that the plaza and what happened after the race just added so much to the race. And so hats off to them for that. Doug, I have to ask you this. John, I've always seen as a progressive. He doesn't talk to me about his politics, John Strand, you know, but I've always seen him as more of a progressive-minded, you know, there's a way, we'll find a way to do this. You're a conservative. You've supported conservatives for years. You know, your friendship brings you together in this mutual vision for Fargo and this kind of like friendships can do. But the interjection into, you know, politics into these city races, and it's reared its head. And the Fargo Forum piggybacked on an article that Mike McFeely wrote for the FM Extra today. And it is all over their front page. And the article, it really brings out the fact that Brad Wimmer has aligned himself with the Tony Grinbergs and the Irv Inigers and the people that kind of carry that conservative mantra. Is that good? Is that good for the city to break our city leaders into litmus tests of are you an R or a D?
I don't think so. And of course, that's why I ignore that when I'm looking for, you know, who I'm going to support when I'm supporting someone for the city commission, because you know, our issues are not national, and our issues really aren't driven by some of the divisive social issues that drive the major parties to the far right or the far left, which is unproductive for our country. We've got, you know, local issues that need to be, you know, solved by local leaders that are focused on understanding our local community. And so I think it's best to, put that aside, because when you think about the role of a a city commissioner, it's like being on a board of directors, and the mayor is like being the chairman of the board. You know, the way things get done in the city is those five people have a tremendous amount of power to shape our future, but they have to arrive at conclusions. You need three people. You need three out of five to get anything done in the city. And so you need people that are willing to listen to each other. You need people that are willing to understand the other point of view. You need people that are willing to thoughtfully and respectfully talk to each other. And if we end up with, you know, divisiveness and people spread on the edges, you know, that board is not going to be an effective board. And again, that's why I think John is great for this, because he's very, very effective as a board member. And that's really what this role is.
Doug, as always, it's fun to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Joel, great to be here. And I would say the other thing, you know, like you and I, you know, John Strand, Class B guy, Crystal, North Dakota.
Right,
that's where he grew up. So, you know, I love these small town guys that, you know, come into Fargo and dedicate their life because they understand about community. They understand what that's all about.
Well, in full disclosure, I've attended a fundraiser for John Strand. Yeah. I'm a John Strand. I used to do a little bit of TV work every now and then with John Strand, and he'd bring so much energy and passion to the room. I like John Strand. And so it's going to be interesting. Everybody's making side bets, not just on the Preakness and the Belmont now around here.
Yep.
We're talking about the city races. So, good. Doug, good to talk to you.
Joel, thank you.
You bet. Yep. Thanks for coming in.